Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Something that invest.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Just really, really want, because it obviously ties them more to the bank, and it's more performance related than a actual cash.
Also subject payment to clawbacks if you pay them in shares. You can't claw back cash, but you can claw back shares, because you can defer when they can be exercised.
Yes, certainly easier and longer term that you can do that over. It's interesting that HSBC is taking this line, because I think investors would probably agree that they have tended to be more forward-thinking at the vanguard of doing new stuff that is more investor-friendly. This is another sign that maybe they're going to take the lead on this. One final word, Martin, on RBS, yep. Which you reported on along with Charlene last week about some big, dramatic job cuts, a quarter of their staff potentially to go. You don't think they're going to announce that on Thursday, though?
Well, they've said they won't announce job cuts on Thursday.
So what will we get?
They'll be asked about it, but we will get Ross McEwan, the new chief executive of the bank, unveiling his strategy for it. And it